always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Missouri Rep. Eric Burleson. This guy seems to have grown a set of grapefruits, and I like that. We need more people like that. This guy's pretty good. I heard him yesterday on the show, and he's sponsoring this resolution to basically nullify the January 6th committee, which is exactly what we should do, which hopefully would do something to nullify a lot of these ridiculous contempt of Congress things with Bannon and others. Folks, we're never going to win this sitting on the sidelines and playing cutesy time. We need more of this. Check this out.
Lots of heavy hitters in Congress have co-sponsored this resolution that declares the January 6th committee to be an illegitimate committee, that we send a message to the Justice Department that any court actions or prosecutions should be dropped or set aside, that any sentencing should be commuted, and that this the Speaker of the House is to instruct the Attorney General on the decision of the House. And hopefully we'll be able to take up this resolution and pass it.
Big Balls Eric Burleson, mm-hmm. I think that's what we're going to call him now, here on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. Welcome back to a happy hump day. I don't know if those things go together or not. 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. Our own Dan Bongino talking about our own Congressman Eric Burleson, and I think they had very valid points.
I got to give it to Steve Bannon, and I would be the same way. He is pulling out all the stops to stay out of jail. He is supposed to report for a four-month prison sentence for not testifying at the January 6th committee hearing. A note to that, Tim, is Speaker Mike Johnson is filing a brief to the Supreme Court for his appeal to stay out of prison. So Steve Bannon has a lot of high people in high places helping mm-hmm. him out there, and I think they've got a good case there, and they're making that the January 6th committee was illegitimate. So how can you be held in contempt mm-hmm. for not testifying at an illegitimate committee.
Chris, when someone's due process rights are violated in this country, we don't throw them in prison. When their due process rights are violated, and that's proven, and I think that's easily proven in this situation, mm-hmm. the January 6th committee was a partisan hack job. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney don't count. They're Trump haters. The committee was not set up under the normal rules and procedures of the U.S. House.
I mean, the fact that that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, can pick and choose who the minority is going to put on the committee speaks volumes to me. Mm-hmm. How are you going to tell the Republicans who they can put on the committee?
All
that's crazy.
All the usual norm. Look, I understand Congress is not a court of law. So if Congress is not a court of law, then Congress, so someone's going to say that to me and say, well, they could do whatever they want. It wasn't a court. Well, then you shouldn't be able to put people in jail. If you're just orchestrating some kangaroo court banana republic circus sideshow, then you should not be able to put the results of that of people in jail, right? Yeah. If someone's going to say, well, Tim, they don't have to follow the rules of evidence and criminal procedure and all. Well, then how are you putting people in jail then? Then you shouldn't be able to do that either. And the normal rules and procedures where both sides get to present whatever evidence they want was not followed. I don't care what you think about January 6th. I think the whole thing was incredibly blown out of proportion. The president said you should peacefully and patriotically go to the Capitol. He did not cite an insurrection. This was no more of an insurrection than the peaceful protests where in Kenosha, Wisconsin, when it was literally on fire and the CNN anchor was, the things were blowing up behind him in fireballs and flames. And he was saying, yeah, we have a mostly peaceful protest here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So, you know, you can decide whatever your peaceful protest might be or not be, but January 6th was no more dangerous or violent than the rage mobs we've seen all over the United States of America attacking federal courthouses and other such institutions by the far left.
What if the left, and I'm playing devil's advocate, makes the argument that, yes, there were other civil unrest in other parts of the country, but this is particularly egregious because this was the certification of an election, and we know the narrative. They're trying to stop the certification of a proper election, and that is a little more serious than attacking a courthouse, which is serious. Shouldn't do that, but this was the seat of our government, transfer of power, blah, blah, blah. We know their talking points.
I would say if you thought that there were individuals trespassing and breaking the law, Chris, those are the people you prosecute, and you prosecute them fairly. You don't leave them in dungeon cells for 3 years without their due process rights being honored. You don't bring them to court. And you don't attach people like Bannon and Mark Meadows and others to something that they see. There was no conspiracy here. They weren't responsible. And how about the fact that the video you were talking about, the magical pictures that just showed up about the documents at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. How about the fact that we just played Nancy Pelosi 3.5 years after the fact, that video just resurfaced as well, where she basically acknowledges that she has blame for January 6th. She's castigating her chief of staff in that vehicle as they were leaving the Capitol, saying, why didn't we do more? Shouldn't we have done more? Shouldn't we have called in the National Guard? Admitting that she bore some responsibility. Chris, we never found that. We never heard about that during the actual hearings.
Yeah, and as you said, the whole January 6th committee with Adam Kinzinger and with Liz Cheney, the turncoats in the Republican Party, who were the chair, I think she was the co-chair of this to give it some veneer of legitimacy, but it wasn't. As you said, they tried to say this was a somewhat of a court of law, but Trump attorneys didn't have the opportunity to cross-examine any of the witnesses. It was a complete kangaroo court.
The only thing that I would accept out of that committee, if they wanted to do a political result, you know, impeachment, censorship, whatever, that's the only thing I would have, I still wouldn't have agreed with it, but I would have accepted that. You shouldn't be able to have a criminal punishment for something that did not follow the Constitution, the rules of the House, or the criminal rules of procedure, which this thing did not at all.
Can they make the case that even though the January 6th committee may not have been put together in the proper way, it was still under the purview of Congress, and Congress has the ability, the purview to call witnesses and to subpoena people? In general,
I would say that they can make that argument. I say it would fail by another doctrine that I'll throw out. It's called the fruit of the poisonous tree. Mm. And when you, no matter what you determine or discover, what you may do later, if the tree is poisonous, then everything that leafs out on it or bears fruit, then that should all be illegitimate as well. You can't say that, well, we've got the contempt. If the contempt power is based on something that's legally or constitutionally flawed, it doesn't matter if you have that power. You shouldn't have been able to exercise it in the first place, if that makes sense. Yeah. Fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine. Folks, welcome back to the program.
Like getting evidence illegally.
Tainted evidence.
In a sense.
In layman's terms, tainted evidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's Chris Arps. I'm Tim Jones. Producer Joey V here as well. What do you... You're offended again today. I see. Yeah. Joey's always got an awesome t-shirt on. And today that's from Showalter Productions, isn't it?
That's correct. Go to studiotod.com, click on shop, and then get one of these I'm offended or I'm canceled or, you know, toxic feminist shirts, and just show your love for News Talk
SEO. Kiss my ass shirt.
You know what? We'll put that on the list. Show your love for News Talk and, you know, the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Saturdays at 5.
Hey, does Todd appreciate all the free earned media we give him on this program every day of every week?
I ain't getting no royalty checks. Have you got your 27 cents?
Haven't gotten mine either, no.
He drew that beautiful picture of you that hangs up at the golf course. You should be honored. Chris, that's like a shrine.
Chris, we do have our own VIP golf room.
It is true. And, you know, when I look at that cartoon, You know, I've been meaning to thank Todd. He kind of gave me a little physique there. I was like, boy, I didn't know
you
had that.
You look buff. I think
if he'd have drew me with my shirt off, I'd have had a six pack, I think.
Probably so. Shout out, Chris, by the way, to Dwayne and Christine Eoff,
yes,
the proprietors of Sugar Creek Golf Course, where you can go check out the News Talk STL VIP. Chris and I have given all of you permission. If you go play Sugar Creek and you spend your hard-earned ducats there, you may hang out in the Jones and Arps News Talk STL VIP. Please hang out. Please hang out there. Have a beverage on us. And we want to thank Dwayne and Christine for supporting the show, for creating their own News Talk STL swag, and for being at our event last night.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were at the event last night, and I am honestly, I'm not just saying that's because they're a supporter of the station. I have honestly been wanting to get out there and play the course. I hear it is a beautiful course, and they won an award of best golf course in the St. Louis area recently.
Let's go down and do that.
When we did our remote there, I saw a little bit of the outskirts of it, and I was like, yeah, I could play here. And I didn't drive in, 40, 50 minutes way out of the way. Mm-hmm. It was very close to my home. I think 25 minutes.
And Johnny's hideout is 2 minutes down the road from there. Hey, Joey, how about a round of golf, a bucket of beer, and then we do the show there one day from the VIP room?
The Jones and Arp special, as we call
that.
It. Mm-hmm. We'll puke at the 19th hole. All that beer we drank while hiking around.
That's right.
Levi,
that's
just indeed. Says, hey, yeah, Levi, there's up?
Levi from Thrive. Levi walked into our overly ostentatious lobby here. We'll be joining.
I didn't know he was coming in. I thought he was
He'll be joining.
Phoning.
He'll be joining us, Chris, excellent, live in studio about 5:25 or so. Levi Hart, Senior Investments Manager and Fatherhood Initiative Director at Thrive St. Louis, will be joining us in studio in just a few moments. Thrive, of course, is in an ongoing eternal effort to save unborn lives. They got a triple match campaign that runs through June 30th, which is this Sunday. So our timing is perfect, mm-hmm, as always. Joey makes sure that our timing's perfect because Chris and I we're always on all kinds of our own time. So, that's what we do.
Let's get to the speaker stump speech. What are you doing?
Hey, we talked a lot today about the Supreme Court sidestepping yet another issue. I'm sorry. Standing is an important. I'm a lawyer. Standing is an important concept in our system of jurisprudence. However, I feel like sometimes the court uses the excuse of standing when they don't want to take on a controversial issue. I think this was Justice John Roberts once again wanting to be popular at the D.C. cocktail parties, and they didn't want to touch this with a 30-foot ladder. Yeah. Let's get.
I was going to ask you that too. Was standing just the fail safe when we don't want to touch this and you don't have standing and who's going to question it?
Chris, let's see what our good friends at Advancing American Freedom think about that and more in today's speaker stump speech.
Listen to me, listen to me.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
It's time for the speaker stump speech, sponsored by Hanson's Tree Service at hansonstree.com.
I want you to look this group up, Advancing American Freedom. They're an awesome group. They are connected to former Vice President Mike Pence. I know some of you have different feelings about Mike Pence, but let me tell you he's connected to this group, and they have awesome lawyers working at this group. I have a lot of friends who work at this group. I sign on to a lot of their amicus briefs, so I've been involved in the friend of the court briefs for this. So I guess I am still a practicing lawyer. I'm not completely recovering. But I want to give a big shout out to Timothy Harper and to Maddox Boyce and to my good friend Paul Teller, who worked inside the White House for both Trump and Pence. He gives me the opportunity to sign on these amicus briefs. They put out a statement today. Advancing American Freedom put out a statement today on the Murphy v. Missouri case. And I think their statement should be viewed soberly. I think it should be taken with great counsel and thought. It's brief, but it gets right to the point. I'm going to read that to you as today's speaker stump speech. Advancing American Freedom. I want you to look them up online. Advancing American Freedom. Just giving them a big shout out. I get nothing for that other than maybe their kudos and thank yous. They said to me and to all of the others, this was a huge amicus brief. There were hundreds of groups around the country that joined on this. Dear amici, we say that. So amica curiae is Latin for friend of the court. So you file an amicus brief. Dear amici, thank you for joining us on the Murphy brief. Sadly, the Supreme Court did not even reach the merits. Folks, I want you to bring that up at your cocktail parties and your 4th of July events when everybody says, oh, yeah, Joe Biden won another case. Now he gets to censor all you right-wing crazies, all you Christian nationalist xenophobic lunatics, all you right-wingers. No, that's not what they decided. They did not address the merits of the case. Again, they've sidestepped several cases this year that I'm ashamed for them for it. Supreme Court did not even reach the merits of the case, stating the plaintiffs lacked standing. Please issue your own statements. Remind your members there's much work to do. Here is the official statement. Advancing American Freedom issued the following statement after the Supreme Court reached a decision in Murphy v. Missouri. Today, the Supreme Court failed to hold the Biden administration accountable for its censorship of Americans through social media companies, finding that the plaintiffs in Murphy v. Missouri lacked standing, said AAF General Counsel J. Mark Wheat. In our amicus brief, we argued the government cannot indirectly censor speech that it dislikes any more than it can do so directly. Yet that is exactly what it did here. The court's failure to ensure that Americans' First Amendment speech and associational rights are protected ensures they will be violated in the future. The standing doctrine is an important limitation on the court, ensuring that it cannot insert itself into every issue it thinks is important. Nonetheless, the court should not use standing to avoid its fundamental duty, protecting the rights of the people. That is the statement that was issued by Advancing America Freedom. I want to tell you about some statements that were issued by the Federalist. The Federalist, so many right-of-center organizations, nonpartisan organizations issued statements on this. The Federalist said the Supreme Court is not going to save you. Second article by the Federalist. The Supreme Court greenlights Fed's big tech censorship scheme ahead of the 2024 election. Folks, we know that the federal government did this. They prevented the nation's oldest newspaper, the revered New York Post, from publishing anything about what we now know was and is Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. Don't you think that had an effect on the election of 2020? That was a closely contested election, and many Americans were not aware that that laptop existed, connecting the Bidens with their influence peddling scheme all across the globe. It was censored. It was suppressed. Information on COVID was censored and suppressed. Keeping kids out of schools was censored and suppressed. Anybody talking about anything regarding the authenticity of the most pristine, perfect election ever was censored and suppressed. I cannot believe the Supreme Court has basically given the green light and carte blanche to the Biden administration now for the next 6 months to censor and suppress anything and everything they want that we state and say online about Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, the rematch. That's what's going to happen, and that's the speaker's stump speech for today.
You know, a question that we haven't asked, Tim, is who would have standing in this case?
Great. I guess anybody who, how about the New York Post? Wouldn't the New York Post have standing? Chris, they literally, Twitter, before it was owned by Elon Musk, literally blocked and took down their stories about the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah.
I think they would have standing.
They even sent,
we might have standing, radio station.
Not only did they censor a newspaper, remember they censored a White House press secretary.
That's right.
When she, I can't think of her name, when she tried to put the story up.
Kelly McEnany?
She was censored, and I think her account was canceled, and if she wanted to have her account back reinstated, she had to say that this story was false. And of course she said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Our radio station, Chris, was censored and suppressed by ScrewTube and Facebook. Remember in our early days, we tried to put some ad up telling the people that a new station is here, and they censored and suppressed us just for letting people know that News Talk STL was born.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Algorithms.
There you go.
I can't spell that. And I don't know what it means, but it's I know it screws conservatives.
Joey fights the algorithms every day, don't you, Joey?
Of course. You know, if you see dirty stuff on TikTok, it's because your algorithm got messed up.
Is that what it is?
That's right. You were trying to look up cute animals, and they're trying to give you big booty women.
I plead the fifth.
All right, we're going to switch gears quite a bit here. We're going to talk, though, about protecting life. We're going to talk about protecting life with Levi Hart, Senior Investments Manager, Fatherhood Initiative Director at Thrive St. Louis. He's standing by. He's going to join us in studio. They've got a triple match campaign through this Sunday they'd love to have you participate in, and they're doing all kinds of other amazing things to save babies and support families. That is definitely a center-right philosophy and goal. We'll be back with Levi Hart next, 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
2 years to the day that Roe was overturned, what's at stake in this election?
Everything is at stake. And fundamentally, on this issue, it's about freedom. And every person of whatever gender should understand that if such a fundamental freedom, such as the right to make decisions about your own body, can be taken, be aware of what other freedoms may be at stake.
Welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. Happy Wednesday. 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. 529 in the PM. Chris, we got our next guest standing by in the studio. I bet you he wants to weigh on what Kamala said. Yeah, Chris, freedoms are at stake. How about the freedom of the baby yet to be born? How about the freedom of life? How about that? Absolutely. I agree with Kamala that everything's at stake.
Yeah. It amazes me when I hear those type of sentiments that people are so bought into this pro-choice ideology that their mind can't go beyond this is a human being that you are murdering, that you're killing. The only thing that they can see is you're trying to take something away from me. You're trying to take away my freedom. You're trying to make me carry a baby. How dare you as men make me do this? And don't see the whole aspect of, but you're killing a human being.
An innocent.
And they just can't see that part of it. It's the selfish part of our nature as you know, as sinners.
Absolutely. Levi, I want to get you to comment on that, because look, if the state, if government doesn't have an interest in protecting and promoting more life, and you take that to the logical extreme, not the logical extreme, then the state will cease to exist. Yeah. So why wouldn't that be the paramount number one priority of the state?
Yeah, it's really dark. I mean, and you even think of, like, I'd have to go fact check some of this, but I heard things in California about there being a take the baby back within 30 days kind of stuff, you know, and they're still calling it an abortion, bring it back to the house. But I mean, go look Lord. Into the stuff, but it's like, you know, and something they're not considering as well is the irony of, like, you hear this intense care and concern in Kamala's voice, like, this is really going to hurt you, you know, and hurt your rights and hurt you as a person by taking this away. But behind every abortion is a parent that has now killed their child that has to work through that the rest of their life. You know, and there are a lot of stories out there.
And you're not making a Pollyanna statement. I bet you've had real conversations about the actual effects on the human psyche.
Yeah.
About people who have gone through with abortions.
It's real. I mean, I'm myself. You know, as well. I mean, I had an abortion with a girl before I gave my life to Christ when I was 19 years old, you know, so I can speak to it personally. And I've spoken to people personally. Like, I've met with men who have come in to Thrive that are abortion situational, you know. So in other words, they're kind of in this place where they've been told the virtue signal is to be like, hey, it's her body and her choice. So like, literally, our society is emasculated men and told them that's how you be a man. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, I'm telling you guys, they come in and like, when the dads come in, you know, and we don't call them dads at that particular point, they're not even considering themselves a dad yet. I mean, some of them aren't.
Sure.
And they've bought into this idea that they're a chauvinistic pig. If they even tell their opinion,
My child.
Yeah, they'll be like, well, you know, I don't want to put any extra pressure on all this. But what's crazy is, like, when we can get past that a little bit in a conversation, like, the tears that will quickly come when they just consider the fact that their baby might be about to get aborted, and you actually have someone that can talk, like, just regular logical sense with them.
You know, Tim, last night our friend Dan Schaefer, he asked me about abortion and why do we take care of the child before, and that's the argument that I said to him, just don't the government have a fundamental responsibility to protect life? And he actually had to agree with me, so I was amazed that we got that far. Levi, last time we had you in, we had the big, what's it called? The
Give STL.
Yeah. You guys have won this thing 8 years in a row. Don't give your secret away. But you've got an interesting story that happened after your last appearance on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show. And we are taking all credit for it.
Yeah.
Give the listeners
please
that
do.
Story.
Well, we want to say thank you to you guys. So Tim, Chris, Joey, Mike, Stell, Gabe, everyone else, you know, Katie, Tony. I mean, my goodness. I think I was particularly on this show, though. Give STL Day. I mean, you guys were propping us up and talking about the parents being empowered and babies being saved. And I walk out of that live, and gosh, I think I was here for like four lives that week. So you guys really got behind it. And I get a call from the office because someone had called in. You know, I must have Googled this, found just our office phone, and had given $10,000.
Wow.
Between being alive with you guys, walking out to my car. Right. So News Talk STL listeners, man, you guys did it. You're the reason why the babies had the loudest voice in the city for the eighth year in a row.
And tell, there's a story behind it. Didn't the spirit...
Yeah.
Holy Spirit touched this person and felt like, hey, I need to do this.
Yeah, she had received an inheritance and had been praying and thinking about what to do with it, you know, so I don't know if it was like a tithe out of it or exactly like what that looked
like,
but she was definitely considering, you know, how she could be generous with those funds. And because of our time on News Talk, I mean, she decided to call us, you know, those are real dollars going into real ministry work. I'm talking like our doors are open and people are coming in every day that are abortion determined, abortion vulnerable. You know, I think even vulnerable can be a term I like a little bit more sometimes, even though they are determined, but typically it's just almost everybody's becoming abortion vulnerable now. And that's because of what's being pushed by our state. And unfortunately, I'd say because the church doesn't talk about it enough. But
How about that? Jeff Allen and Joe Rush are right. Radio does work.
Radio does work.
Here we are.
So Levi, before we, you know what? I'll just ask you as part of the question. If someone's moved today by the Spirit or whatever moves them, and they'd like to give to Thrive, give the website where they should go, and then tell us about this triple match campaign effort that's running through the end of this month, just a few days away.
Yeah. So please go to thrivealivestl.org. And Bridget did let me know we have a triple match going on right now. So that's every dollar you give is triple matched. And then something we want to tell you guys about is the 70% tax credits.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So that is huge. And that's one of the reasons why Missouri's been awesome. You know, in our country, I mean, there's not, I don't know of any other state that's doing that. So literally, like, you give $10,000, $7,000 of that is credited, not just deducted, but credited on your state. So if you had a $7,000 tax liability, you now have a $0 state tax liability.
And what does triple match mean, and who's triple matching?
Yeah, so these are folks that are giving fairly large gifts to Thrive. So they're, you know, giving gifts up to like $100,000 and saying, hey, we would like this to go towards a match. Every dollar that someone gives, we're going to match it up to this amount.
How generous.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
My goodness.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, I mean, and so, and really, guys, and this is what I love about you all as well. It's not just the policy, you know, but you guys are clearly all about coming alongside of those, regardless of what policy is doing, and helping those that are in need.
Oh, yeah.
Like those that are abortion vulnerable, those who are in that place of, it's going to be really hard to parent. Really, really hard. And there is a very broad path that's trying to funnel them into an abortion. And because of support like News Talk STL listeners like you guys and these dollars being given, we are able to provide a different pathway so that in the moment they're thinking, this is just another form of birth control. That's what they're thinking, guys. They're not thinking killing a baby. You know what I mean? That's not like where their mindset is at. And it's a very convenient lie to believe when you're scared and you're lacking resources. So because of these funds, we're able to bring that fear down, provide the resources, and then see them choose to parent.
Thrive St. Louis, of course, is known, well known here in the St. Louis area. You're known nationally. I want two parts of this question. You guys have expanded to Philadelphia and Oklahoma City. Talk about that expansion. And also, when you think of Thrive, you think of pregnancy care, pregnancy centers, but you also do STD testing as well. Show how that fits into the whole pregnancy and STD.
I'll kind of give you the full gamut here. So basically, that's one of the ways that we are able to first minister to the folks that are coming in, because we give them like what we would call quote unquote like a pre-abortion screening.
Sure.
So in other words, what they're going to pay a couple hundred dollars for at least at Planned Parenthood, we're going to give them. So they're going to get a medical grade pregnancy test. With a medical licensed medical professional, STD test, STD treatment, letting them know, hey, it's very dangerous to get an abortion if you have an active STD. Yeah. So we're going to give that to them. So as well as an ultrasound, you know, like, hey, let's make sure this pregnancy is viable. Right. Let's make sure it's not ectopic. So it just a word that I would say, like, it's not planted somewhere outside the uterus. Right. Can be very dangerous. So we give them those various resources. Then they come in, we give them, let them know, like, hey, you're going to have everything you would need to parent. So like for an entire year, we're going to have a parent university class. Like, so literally, I mean, I have four kids. I never went to a parenting class for a year. That would have been amazing. And now that I teach it, I'm like, this stuff would have been really good to know before the kids came. And then, I mean, diapers for an entire year, pack and plays, car seats. I mean, all of these needs are being met. And then to go broad as far as the national mandate there, I mean, we know, especially with the push of the abortion pill, how important it was going to be to take what we've learned to do in Missouri to the entire country, but then specifically through telehealth. Because right now, when a woman, you know, or the man, the dad, or for that matter, is in an abortion situation, they're going to get out their phone. They're going to Google abortion. And the very first thing that's going to pop up is abortion pill. So that window to reach them has gotten a bit smaller. You know, it used to be you had like a 48-hour window to get them to your doors instead of Planned Parenthoods. But now it's gotten even smaller because all I got to do is click and get an abortion pill. So we've launched our telehealth model, which we've already started in St. Louis, but now we're incrementally working it out into the various states. So that when a woman goes on her phone and types in abortion, Thrive pops up on top.
Hey.
Yes, exactly. So like there's some analytics and SEO and all that stuff going on there. Thrive pops up on top. And then within, you know, the standard used to be an appointment within 24 hours. Now it's an appointment within 24 seconds.
Wow.
So then within 24 seconds, they are on the line with a nurse and they're having a telehealth appointment.
Levi, let me ask you, Tim, I got to follow if you don't mind this question. You know, human beings are human beings. Most people are good-hearted, will take charity and be like, thank you, you know, I'm going to use this to improve myself. Do you get the people where you're like, damn, girl, this is like your fourth child in like 5 years. We've helped you out, but you don't seem to be learning here. Do you get those cases? And what do you do?
It certainly happens. it happens. And we're not going to turn people away. But the way that we set up our program totally goes against that because it's like it does not feed it, because what we're really about is not enabling but equipping. So kind of the old adage of, you know, not just giving them fish but teaching them how to fish. You know, because even whenever they go down to our resource shop and they're going to get all those, you know, what would seem to be handouts I was just telling you about, Tim, you know, like the diapers and the pack plays, they're not just going and getting these things for free. Like they are going to Parent University and they're getting baby bucks to go down to the resource shop and get these things. And in Parent University, man, they're learning everything from, like, it's not just parenting skills. It's also like adult 101 too. So I'm talking budgeting, breastfeeding, resume building, you know,
Things we take for granted. So you would be amazed at basic life skills that people don't have. I've been to places where
which amazingly they don't teach in a lot of high schools. You know, so all these things that were going to help them not get into that situation, including a lot of relationship stuff and stuff about sex, like, hey, how did we end up in that situation in the first place? A lot of times that's what we're looking for as well. The patient advocate is going to be having that decision, like, hey, do you want to make a commitment to remain abstinent until marriage? That is the best possible way you cannot end up in that situation. Like we have conversations like that. Like even if they don't want to like hear the gospel and surrender their life to Jesus, which is something we will ask if they want to have that conversation. Sure. No matter what, we're still going to talk to them about like, hey, what's it look like to not end up in this again as well?
Yes. Speaking of Levi Hart, Senior Investments Manager, Fatherhood Initiative Director at Thrive St. Louis. Levi, to quadruple down on this point and to push back, probably not once and for all, but we have to do this time and time again against the conventional wisdom and the national narrative that's promoted by the corporate media and the anti-lifers. This Thrive and all the other organizations like Thrive, and Thrive is one of the biggest in the country now. It's not just birthing the baby. It's providing a holistic program so people can properly raise a child and have the support and resources to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's really is what is happening. I mean, it's breaking generational cycles. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have these couples, you know, we love it when it's couples. It's not always, sometimes it's just the mom coming in. But I mean, you are seeing cycles absolutely being broken. Cause we'll even go into things like talking about like, okay, what was your mother and father like? You know, like mm-hmm. what is your history? And a lot of times you're going to hear broken histories going on here. Mm-hmm. But going through an entire year of healing and learning and being equipped, you're watching entire cycles being changed and adjusted. So it's not, you know, because like, I mean, obviously what we always hear is like, well, you guys just care about the baby. Mm-hmm. And it's no, mm-hmm. absolutely not. We're here to equip and empower the parent, because if all you do is save the baby, like, I mean, obviously what help is that if they're just still left in a terrible situation?
Sure.
You know, because then that baby is going to grow up to be in a terrible situation too.
Sure.
So there's not even any logic behind that.
Breaking the cycle of failure.
Exactly.
You know, Thrive is doing great work and you guys should be applauded for that. But I know one thing that has to be keeping you guys up at night and trying to figure out how to address this. 62% of all abortions now have done through mifepristone chemical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do that in the privacy of your own home and all of that. You go online, you order it, get in the mail, mm-hmm. go in the bathroom, give yourself an abortion. How does Thrive and other pro-life organizations fight that?
Yeah. So that a lot of that comes back down to like, so that was the launch of our telehealth model. So getting in front of them first mm-hmm. is what it is, because that's the big sell of the pill. It's quick. You know, it's get it done. That's it. Yeah. It's quick. It's private. It's at home. It's all these things. So the telehealth is our first answer to that. Mm. But to get them in the telehealth also starts with all of that marketing and that search engine optimization, because that's how they're selling the pill too. Yeah. You know, so we can't just be in a brick and mortar center doing old ministry things. You have to be online. Mm. You have to know how to market and to brand to your target audience. So that's everything we're doing. Sure. You know, so if you even, you know, we told you our partner website, if you want to give, thrivealivestl.org. But if you just type in Thrive St. Louis mm-hmm. on Google, if you just type in abortion mm-hmm. on Google right. and you see our website, you're going to see it's very much driven to those who are thinking about an abortion. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, actually the first time I hopped on the website right. before I started working right. at Thrive, like, I mean, so I've been there for 4.5 right. years now. I got on our just public website and I didn't apply at first because I thought it might be an abortion clinic.
Right, right.
Because I just saw, like, get your free pre-abortion screening. Right, and I'm right. like, oh. So, like, really, that is the big answer as far as pregnancy medical centers mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, what we can do.
Right.
You know, there's things that can be done politically that I think are really important, sure. you know, that keep getting talked about mm-hmm. as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, vote life.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like, every Republican, mm-hmm. you know, needs to be voting life without a doubt. It needs to be the number one issue. I mean, every Democrat does too. Hear that.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what we all need to be doing. But as far as pregnancy medical centers go, it's getting in front of them on their phone, because mm-hmm. that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're Absolutely. Going, and just like same way you're going to order a coffee, you're going to coffee nearest me, you're typing in abortion. So yeah. that's what a lot of these dollars are going towards as well, is getting their attention first. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's where you're going to see our billboards all over the city. That's where you see us all over Google, social media, all that.
Levi, Excellent. Would love talking to you. Ooh. We could talk to you for another couple hours.
Definitely.
We got to wrap things up because the clock is not our friend. Levi, website. Give the website one more time.
Yes, thrivealivestl.org.
Fantastic. Thrivealivestl.org for that triple match campaign. Levi, it's always a pleasure. You always lift our spirits. Thanks for coming in here tonight.
That's a privilege, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you as well. All right, Chris, just like that, it's 5:47 in the PM. We got one last segment. Don't miss it, though, because we're going to tell you everything that's coming up on Larry Connors USA at 6:05. Chris has got some remaining items in the stack of stuff and more when we come back here on the Tim Jones and Chris Harp Show. 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
The most expensive congressional primary in American history is over, and voters in New York have rejected left-wing Democrat Congressman Jamal Bowman. Bowman lost to fellow Democrat George Latimer.
$25 million. That is bonkers money, and it was particularly bitter. Jamal Bowman, a 48-year-old former middle school principal, aligned with the most progressive Democrats in Congress, known as the Squad, lost support from voters in his own party. He'd been among the most vocal critics of how Israel is fighting the war in Gaza, calling Prime Minister Netanyahu a maniac. This race really raises questions about the political impact for Democrats who are so outspoken against Israel, It could change some of the focus of some of the campaigns ahead of November.
5:52 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. And you'll remember Representative Jamal Bowman is the person, the congressperson that pressed the fire alarm in Congress trying to delay a vote. He said that he pressed the fire alarm thinking it was going to open a door. Did not know that the fire alarm was a fire alarm, even though he's a former principal and has probably seen many, many fire alarms and held many, many fire drills. So Jamal Bowman, he's out. The next one on the list, hopefully, is Representative Cori Bush. A poll by Mark Melman. He is a pollman for Democratic Majority for Israel. Shows that Cori Bush and Wesley Bell are in a dead heat. An April poll showed that, and Melman, his poll, got exactly Lattimore's victory. That was Bowman's opponent, got his victory perfectly. He said Bell has gained considerably since a January poll found him 16 points behind. So according to this Democratic pollster, Mark Melman, Cori Bush, and Wesley Bell are in a dead heat. I don't think that's good for an incumbent, Tim. What
no,
do you think?
No, and Chris, you just made the point I was going to make. Incumbency, okay? Yeah. So Jamal Bowman, and if Cori Bush loses, she's going to make the same argument. Oh, this is all this outside dark money. Even though this is Democrat versus Democrat warfare, number one. And Chris, the power of incumbency usually defeats any sort of money because this was a huge. He didn't lose narrowly. Bowman
17 points
lost by 17. I don't care how much money you have.
Close.
Chris, the power of incumbency is so powerful. Incumbents hardly ever lose. Yeah. You have to be a really bad incumbent, and that's what Jamal Bowman is, and that's what Cori Bush is.
And I think what hurt Jamal Bowman was the press conference or the rally that they held over the weekend with AOC was there, and they were cursing at the audience, and it looked like a rap concert more than a political rally. I don't think that helped his cause. You know, we talk about inflation. I know that's going to be a big topic tomorrow at the debate between President Biden and President Trump. We've talked about, Tim, how we have gone to our local fast food outlets. And, you get a deal for you and your wife and it's $25. Well, they have heard us, Tim.
They've been listening to News Talk STL. Yes. Right.
McDonald's launched yesterday a $5 meal. You can get your choice of a sandwich, McDouble or McChicken, small fries, 4-piece chicken McNuggets, and a small soft drink for $5. Or if McDonald's isn't your cup of tea, and maybe Burger King is, they've rolled out their new $5 Your Way meal two weeks ago, which comes with chicken nuggets, fries, soft drink, and a choice of 3 sandwiches. And for those that you that like the expensive coffee, even Starbucks is getting into the game. They've released a new pairings menu that starts at $5, Tim. So
it's no more dollar. That's buying inflation, right? Right, Chris?
Exactly.
No more dollar menu. It's the $5
menu. $5
menu.
Yeah. Tim, I have a story here that will interest you because you are a golfer, and I don't know if you've noticed this on your local links or in some of the exotic places that you've gone on your trips.
Yeah.
But now the big thing, Tim, is golfing with a llama as your caddy. That is one of the hottest tickets in North Carolina. I actually saw the picture. Here's a guy. He's lining up a putt. And then off to the side is this freaking llama that he's got packed with 2 sets of golf clubs and a cooler and the whole nine. They said that the llamas, they're sturdy, they're docile, and they're easy to train. And a golf bag, of course, is no big deal for an animal bred to carry heavy loads through the mountains. So, Tim, on your next golf outing out of town somewhere, see if instead of getting you a caddy or a golf cart, just get you a llama. It can carry your clubs and you can ride it.
And you know what? I'll even read it a book. Because, Chris, when my daughters were younger, not that long ago, there's a set of famous books out there, Chris, called Llama, red pajama. There we go.
Full circle. Larry Connors, USA, is up next. Larry's going to ask what many Americans think will happen at tomorrow's debate. NASA is having difficulty getting two astronauts back to Earth. And Larry will talk about a surgeon who wants a warning that guns could be deadly. That's the Surgeon General. We'll talk about it next. Larry Connors, USA. You have been listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. Number one for live and local conservative talk, Soros Free Radio. Have a great evening and drive safe.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.